It's estimated that half those with depression smoke, 80% of alcoholics light up, and nearly 90% of schizophrenics or those with bipolar disorder are addicted to nicotine. Up until recently, smoking has been ingrained in the mental health and substance abuse cultures, says Dr. Eric Heiligenstein. He's director of psychiatry at University Health Services in Madison.
So that's something that we're trying to change. I mean, until Wisconsin's comprehensive smoke-free law went into effect last year, the three areas in our state that were exempt from smoking, indoor smoking bans, were bars, bowling alleys, and inpatient psychiatric units.
Heiligenstein will give a presentation to a committee chaired by the U.S. Surgeon General today in Washington, D.C. He'll talk about the Wisconsin Nicotine Treatment Integration Project and how it's showing clinics and doctors what anti-smoking treatments work best and how to connect with smokers. He did a study in 2006. He indicated smoking may exacerbate the condition of someone's mental illness or addictions.
People who did smoke heavily, their psychiatric and substance abuse conditions were worsened by smoking compared to people who don't smoke. So there's generally a widely held belief that smoking adds to the illness burden.
According to the UW Center for Tobacco Research, more than 8,000 smokers die each year in Wisconsin, including 3,500 with substance dependence and mental health disorders. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.